Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show, one of my favorite people in the Brain Trust, one of the top futurists of our time, the author of a book that changed my life, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, a companion video that knocked my socks off 25 or 6 years ago. And he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Are your socks back on?
They're back on, but I still remember. I still remember looking at that, watching that video. I'll never forget. I still talk about that. I tell people. Yeah. I use some of those great stories from that video, yeah. Folks. It's still out there. If you get a chance, you should get it.
And I just was with a group who had not seen it before, and now you know it's been around for 20 years, and they said, "This is state of the art."
Yeah, it's a good one, folks. So get the book and the video.
It's all good, right? Perennial information.
That's right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about one of my favorite topics. I'm fascinated by the maglev, magnetic levitation technology.
Yeah.
The ability almost a frictionless engine, frictionless type of transportation, isn't it?
It's getting close. And the thing that's interesting about it is the idea has been around for a long time, and then it took Elon Musk, you know, our SpaceX guy, our Tesla guy, to say, hey, let's do something. And so he triggered this Hyperloop idea, which is basically a train inside a tube. And what's important is very recently, research done like 15 years ago under U.S. Department of Energy, so it was our government's, you know, our taxpayer money, discovered a way to do what's called passive magnetic levitation. I won't get into the details of it, but what it basically means, instead of having to actively supply electricity to the magnets in order to lift and levitate, it does it using permanent magnets arranged in a special way so that you get a lift. And the thing that's really important about this, if the power is turned off, the lift stays there.
Huh.
And so the train can slow down and still be elevated as it's slowing down, so you don't have this, oops, I'm now sliding steel against steel on the thing. So this is the safety piece of the Hyperloop that I've been waiting for, to tell you the truth. I thought, man, if the power goes off and I'm inside that tube, I'm going to be an unhappy camper.
I like the idea of being of a magnetic lev, a maglev a train. I'm not sure I like the idea of being in a tube. The older I get, the more claustrophobic I get, Joel.
Listen, I have the same feeling about it, and one of the things I was thinking about is with all these new big screens, these OLED screens, you could theoretically put the inside of the passenger cabin and illuminate what's going on the outside, so you're seeing exactly what's going on the outside and feel like you're fine.
Have you ever had an MRI?
I have.
It's not fun, is it?
I didn't like it. It took an hour, and I was just couldn't wait to get out.
I know. I had to have a word with myself. So this is some new stuff, folks, that Joel's talking about, especially the part about how to stop the thing in an efficient way, right?
Yeah, that's right. And here's the thing. If they get it to work, it goes 700 miles an hour, so you're not in the tube very long.
Right. And there isn't the nearest one going to be in California?
Yeah, they'll do San Francisco to L.A. first, almost for sure.
Well, think about what the Acela corridor over in the east side between New York, Philly, and Washington could be.
It would change everything from Boston to Washington if they had those.
Big deal. But these are brand new systems, right? New tracks. The whole thing is new. This isn't a fast train that goes over the existing tracks.
In fact, all it will need is a little bit of footprint. I'm sure they'll elevate it on posts. And this is also a perfect example. You make the tubes out of carbon fiber, carbon fiber. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get rid of the carbon anyway. We might as well harvest it from the air.
How far away do you think we are, Joel, to this actually happening?
If we get serious about
this. We're talking about
maglev
for generations.
Yeah, I would say they'll start in 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. and then it's going to go fast because of the benefits.
Well, I think, is it going to be driven by private capital, yeah, or is it going to be government, you think?
Here's what I think.
Sure,
probably.
Please keep it private.
Some of each absolutely has to go private, ultimately.
Yeah.
But it's the thing that's interesting is you can see, again, good government research setting the stage so that somebody can take that research
and
transfer commercialize it. Yeah.
Transfer it to commercial.
Yeah.
Let it run that way.
It's a good deal.
Good job, Joel, on that report. We come back, folks. There's a lot of new stuff going on in the area of the medical field. A lot of new things that you and I are going to be
breakthrough.
Exactly,
stuff.
They're going to benefit from. So we'll talk about that. Hold on to your hats. We'll do that right after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassie, and Joel Barker's our guest. JoelBarker.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.